This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
But first, let's go to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience today inside the Pope John Paul II audience hall. Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning.
Well, good morning, John. Happy to be with you today.
It's good to have you on today. And of course, the Pope is saying that we need to be, well, talking about issues of life, of hope. Mm-hmm. We're having a conversation with Tim Graff about civility. We need to be courageous. And that was that message of being courageous, courageous Catholics, yes, was one that the Holy Father was talking about.
Yes, let's do it. Let's be courageous. He asks us to especially look to the prophet Elijah for that example. Now, you mentioned that the audience was held today inside of that audience hall of Pope Paul VI, and that is because it's raining in Rome. We've had an unusually chilly and rainy September, and so they managed to socially distance the chairs in the hall as well and to make that work. Now, looking to Elijah, Pope Francis today called him one of the most compelling characters in Scripture. Why? Because he's a person of constant prayer. And then he asked us to look at our own prayer lives. Well, he says that if it's anything like Elijah, then we probably all experience moments of exhilaration when we feel really close to God, and then moments of dryness where, you know, it just feels like God is so distant. And then, of course, times of suffering. But it's in all these times that we need to look to the example of the spirit of Elijah, because he was a man of strong faith. And despite temptation, despite suffering, despite knowing his own weaknesses and shortcomings, he continues to strive to live up to the mission that he was born for. So how does he do it? Well, Pope Francis says his courage comes from his prayer life. And of course, we remember that the Lord appeared to Elijah, not in wind and fire, not in an earthquake, but in that quiet whisper. So when we feel useless and lonely, says Pope Francis, it's then that we should listen for that quiet whisper. The solution is prayer, even when that is hard, even when that is counterintuitive. He says, if we've done something wrong, if we feel threatened or frightened, we should return to God with prayer. And with that, serenity and peace will also come, John.
Part of the message from the Holy Father today in this general weekly audience, Ashley Nerona joining us, our Vatican correspondent here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on this Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. How will that be celebrated in Rome, Ashley?
Well, you know, John, this is usually celebrated in such a big and festive way with all kinds of processions. But of course, that's not going to happen this year. And there are many cities who are just mourning that fact because their celebrations are being broken up after hundreds of years. But in the meantime, there are various masses being celebrated. There have been novena masses going on for the last 9 days. There are litanies to Our Lady. And of course, the rosary will be prayed with the faithful in various parishes throughout the country here. This hasn't happened in years. In fact, in 1940, there were many of these celebrations that were postponed because of the war. Then in 1973, postponed because of a cholera outbreak. But to have things altogether canceled, well, this is a new thing for Italy. But nevertheless, one popular place that people will be visiting today is the Church of St. Mary Major, that gorgeous basilica, which also houses the remains, the tomb of Pope Pius V. And of course, it is he who called for the praying the rosary that led to the defeat of the Ottoman Navy at the Battle of Lepanto back in 1571. So it's he that attributed that victory to the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. His tomb is there. There's a beautiful gilded bronze image, a likeness of the Pope on front by Pierre Le Gros. And then faithful will go and have time to pray there and venerate the remains of that great saint. And most of all, people will be praying the rosary today, John.
And of course, we'll be praying the rosary across America today at 2 p.m. Central, joining priests and bishops all across the United States, led by Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles. You can hear that at 2 Central today at Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We've got about 60 seconds remaining. Some new mask restrictions in Italy, and we're seeing some spikes in the coronavirus back here in some places in the United States. So, you know, some of those restrictions may go back here too.
John, yes. So masks have become obligatory throughout the entire country of Italy now, meaning when you're walking down the street, outside, outdoors, in the open. Only exceptions are for kids, for people with disabilities, or if you're exercising. If not, 400 to 1,000 euro fines.
Wow.
There is a spike in cases that's kind of expected with all of the testing that's happening now. Death toll is very low. It's been in the low 20s, but our prime minister told us he wants us to be on maximum alert, thus the change.
Ashley Narota, our Vatican correspondent. Ashley and her husband, John, have the Truth and Beauty Project that provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. Much more online at truthandbeautyproject.org. Ashley, thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you. Take care.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.